Welcome to Lindell's Choice, a place where we explore the art of living our best life and the challenges we face along the way. A journey is seen through the experiences of a husband, dad, coach, engineer, entrepreneur, athlete. I'm your host, T. Lindell. We're back for another week. Last week was pretty normal for, as far as weeks go. Not a lot of drama, not a lot of excitement, so to speak. Although a new season of Fortnite kicked off. My son and I have a tradition that goes back to the COVID days. Because when COVID came along, we couldn't go out and do anything. We were stuck in the house quite a bit. My son at that time owned a Nintendo Switch, and we began to play Fortnite and take turns on the console. And after about a week or two of that, I was like, well, we're here. The Switch isn't that expensive. You know, we don't have a lot of expenses. We're not able to really go anywhere. So I bought a second Switch. We set up a second TV in the living room, and the two of us played Fortnite side by side on Switches for the rest of the COVID lockdown year or so that we had. As time wore on, we began to get headsets, and then that allowed Alex to start playing with his friends. Him and I played a lot less together, as he spent more of his time playing with his friends, which is understandable. We did have this tradition where when a new season of Fortnite kicked off, we wouldn't play until we could play together. And we usually spent the first day or two playing the new season of Fortnite. Well, Fortnite came out this weekend. We were able to spend some time late Friday night. The game was delayed and updating. And then we played some again on Saturday. Kind of our tradition, so to speak, for a new season of Fortnite. I could spend some time playing a game with my son, which is always enjoyable. But other than that, last week was pretty ordinary, which is great. I always like ordinary. I mean, it is nice to have extra fun or extra excitement, but the other side of that is extra drama. So I didn't have either of those. I'm okay with that. Last week we began discussing organizing ourselves for day-to-day life management. We talked about the book Getting Thing Done, taking everything we have, all of our paperwork, everything, putting it in a pile, and then going through it. Taking our non-actionable items, our resources, our documents, storing them, taking the actionable items, our projects, our deferred list of actions that need to be done, a someday maybe list for things we might want to do in the future, and the list of actions we're waiting on someone else for. Now, when I did this myself 7 years ago, documents were more of a thing. You would have bills, paper bills. You would have paper for a lot of things that nowadays are done electronically. If I were redoing this, if I were reorganizing today, the stack of paperwork I would have would be considerably smaller than back then. But what I did with most of the paperwork is I would scan it and upload it to Google Drive. Things like manuals that I could easily do, any of my corporate documents, a lot of my bills. I would scan them, send them up to Google Drive. I could easily organize them. I could access them from anywhere. There were some documents I didn't feel comfortable uploading to Google Drive, like my taxes and some other personal papers. And I just put them into a local filing system. This whole process dramatically reduced the amount of paper storage I needed. I used to have multiple drawers full of paperwork. Now I have maybe a fourth of a drawer with paperwork in it. It really reduced the amount of paper I have. The bigger issue wasn't the paperwork. The bigger issue was managing all these projects and actions that were generated from this process. What I used to organize all these things was an application called Trello. Trello is a web-based task management system. The way it works is you log on, you have access to a board, which is just the web screen, and you could create lists that you would put on the page. And these were just containers for what they called cards. So I would have a board, which was just the page. We could create four or five different many lists as I want. And then I would create cards that would go into each of these lists. And the card, you would create a new card. It would bring up a little box. You'd put in the title of the card. And then the card would be displayed with the title. You could then click on that card to drill down and get a lot more information about that item. I can get a description. I could create labels, different color labels. I could put names on the labels. And those labels would then show up on the card in that list. I could add details of the activity, so as things change, it would keep history. I could add comments over multiple days. You could have potentially multiple members attached to the card. You could create a checklist within the card. You could do attachments. You could set due dates, start dates. You could associate a cover image with the card, so the card would show the image in the background when it shows up on the lists. You could copy a card. You could make a template from a card. There are a lot of things you could do with this card system, and it was easy to take the cards once they're created and drag them between lists, move them within a list. It's a pretty flexible system that provides a tremendous amount of detail for managing activity. What I would use the card for was the title would be the action that needs to be done if I was doing just single actions. If it were a project, the card title would have the project name. And then inside that, I would have a checklist that would have all the actions that needed to be done to be associated with that project. So if I were doing laundry, I would have things like run washer, run dryer, fold laundry as three items in that checklist. And so I built my initial board in Trello. I had a projects list, which had all these projects like laundry, or let's say I had to fill out an expense report. I'd have expense report, and then I have, you know, the task underneath it, fill out the form, turn into HR. I would have a deferred list, which of simple actions. I might have return a call from a friend, maybe email financial data to John, run workout I needed to do tomorrow, whatever it might be. I also had a waiting list, which was a mix of projects and tasks. Let's say I needed to mail an eBay item that someone had paid for, and I was just waiting on the auction to finish. Or I'm doing this web development project, I needed to create an HTML page, and I'm waiting on the artwork from Creative before I could create the HTML and test the user interface. I had a someday maybe list, and this would be things that I might want to do in the future. One of the things might be, say, learn Spanish, or take a trip to Glacier National Park. These are things I would want to do sometime in the future, but I don't really have any plans to do it in the next month or two. It's just something, a tickler for me to be reminded of it when I go and look at the someday maybe list every so often to say, hey, you know, this might be a time to start planning this, or this might be a time to do this task. So Trello made entering all this data relatively pain-free. And when I was done, I had this huge project list, because more things are projects than just simple tasks by quite a bit. It's amazing how many simple tasks, like say laundry, are really projects, which are just multi-task events. My deferred list, which was just things in the future, that was a much smaller list. The waiting list was even smaller. I didn't really have but maybe one or two items that I was waiting on somebody else to do. The someday maybe list was actually quite big. There were a lot of things that I wanted to do that I didn't necessarily have any real plan on when it needed to be collected. Here I am, Trello. I have this giant project list. I have this deferred list, a waiting list, and then the someday maybe list. What do I do with this? How do I use this data on a day-to-day basis? Well, the book Getting Things Done suggested organizing these actions by context, i.e. situations in your life. You're sitting around, all you have is your cell phone. What are some tasks you can get done? You're at home. What are some tasks you can get done? You're at your computer. What are some tasks you can get done while you're at your computer? Maybe you're at your office desk. What are some tasks you can get done while you're at your office desk? Errands. You're out and about. Are there any tasks you can get done while you're out and about? And then, of course, the waiting list. So when you were in a situation, you would have a list of things to do, and you would just do them when you were there. So I'd go to my desk at work. Here's a list of actions I can work on. And you just start going through the list. I'm on my computer. Here's a list of things I can do. Let's do them. You know, we're out and about. Here's some errands I might need to do while I'm out and about. And this felt like it made sense. The first thing I needed to do was find a good way to mix projects and simple tasks together. So what I came up with was taking my project. So I had a card with a project name on it. I took the project name, put a colon, and then I would have the next task item for that project in the name of the card. So when I had laundry, I would have laundry colon run washer. That would tell me that the project is laundry, my next issue is run washer, so that when I'm in a situation at home, oh, I need to run the washer, let me grab my clothes, throw them in the washer, and off we go. Originally, what I did was I decided to create two boards. One board for someday maybe list, mainly because I didn't want to have that list always around. The someday maybe, since it's some future event, it's something that items go on to, but they don't always come off very easily. It's a list that kind of grows. It's a list that kind of stays in the back of your mind. You look at it every so often. I didn't need to look at it on a daily basis. So I moved it to its own board. So learning Spanish, taking the trip to Glacier, that was on a list, things that I might want to do someday that I could go and look at maybe once a week or once a month and see if there's anything on there that I might be time to work on now. The second board I created was my agenda board. And here I had home, office, cell phone, laptop, waiting, and then I created an inbox for new tasks. So like the home board would have my laundry card, so it'd be laundry colon wash. I'd have the run workout task. I'm gonna be home, that's when I'm gonna do my run workout. When I'm at the office, my expense report would be on the list for that. For my phone, return call to friend. When I'm on my PC, I had email financials to John. The waiting didn't change. And then I had an inbox for any new tasks that came in. Rather than putting them into context, I created just a simple listing mechanism. So as ideas came in, I could just list them and not have to worry about categorizing. So let's say I was like, oh man, I got to take out the trash on Tuesday. Well, I can just add that into my inbox. And the next time I have a moment, I can take all these items from the inbox and then lay them out. Like, okay, take trash out on Tuesday. Well, that's something I got to do at home. So then I can take it from the inbox, take the card out of the inbox, drag it over into the home box, and it would add that task to that context. This system proved unusable by me, as too many of my contexts bled together. Cell phone, tablet, laptop, PC. Almost all of these contexts or areas I could do similar things on, or I could do just about everything on all of them. So what category do they fall in? My office is at home. Again, all these contexts bleed together. When does it go in office? When does it go on my computer? When does it go on my phone? When does it go on home? Because all these contexts interlace with me, this system didn't work. I ended up having just two or three huge lists because everything would just go into one or two areas. There was no way to really, I didn't have these separate moments in my life as much as other people did. What I needed was a way to take these giant lists and make them more manageable. My second iteration of this process was to organize all of my tasks by role. So I wanted to create a list for each role. So my agenda turned into, I would have a list for like home actions. I had a list for, which would have things like laundry. It would have taking out the trash. I had an athlete list for all my workouts. I had a work list for like my examples before, email financials to John or fill out the expense report. I would have a family friend, so that call friend would now fall into that topic. And I've had others. I had ones for like coaching. I had one for other areas of my life. At that time, I had a bike shop. There were a lot of things going on. And I had about seven roles that I go in and out of from day to day. What that allowed me to do is it allowed me to take all of my projects and tasks and spread them out over multiple lists. And this ended up being a lot more manageable as none of the lists became extremely big. I didn't have a list with like 40 action items in it. But I ran into some problems with implementation. Because I didn't really have any way to organize around a day, some activities, just because they were top of mind or easy to do, they got done. Other items could sit in the list for very, very long times, or maybe never get any action because they were something I didn't necessarily want to do, something I thought might take too long to implement, and I didn't feel like I had time at this point to do that. That allowed things to kind of starve, which, while they, at least they weren't lost, they weren't getting done. That became kind of a problem. My solution to that, and my third iteration of this project, was I liked the idea of organizing all of these actions and tasks by role, but I needed a weekly agenda system. So now I ended up with three boards. I still had my Someday Maybe board. And the Someday Maybe board, I actually, because it was such a long list, I broke that out by role as well, which meant that I had these seven lists of Someday Maybes for each role, which can come in handy because if you're thinking about work, I can think about things that are in the future, drop them in there. If I'm thinking about things I need to do around the house, I can drop some things in that list. My roles that were part of the agenda, I renamed that the planning board. And this had each role in the tasks and acts and projects that were associated with each role. So this would be my global list of things I needed to do in every role. So laundry, the run workout, email the financials, the expense report, call a friend. All of these things would be stored on the planning board. I then created an agenda board. The agenda board would have a number of lists that would be useful for organizing by week. The first would be the week list, and this was formerly the inbox. So this would have like, take out the trash on Tuesday. I thought about that. I add that to my week list. These are things I'd want to get done this week. So the first thing I had was my inbox. So as new ideas came in, they would drop into the inbox, which then I could push out to my planning board, or I could copy it over into the week list depending on when it needed to be done. The second list I had was a week list. This allowed me to organize all of the tasks and projects I wanted to get done this week. So take out trash on Tuesday gets dropped into the week list. Laundry gets dropped into the week list. Run workout gets dropped into the week list. Email financials, the expense report, call a friend. All these things would now get dropped into a week list. I also, next to the week list, I had my waiting list because you still have things you're waiting on. And then after that, I had a list for each day of the week. I'd have a Monday list, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I didn't have a Saturday and Sunday. Originally I had a Saturday and Sunday, but those things tended to just kind of fall together. Things got done on the weekend. They didn't necessarily get done on Saturday or Sunday. So I just created a weekend list. And then lastly, I had a completed list. So then I would take my week list and push it out across the week. So my run workout, I wanted to do that on Monday. Laundry, I wanted to do on Monday. Tuesday was take out the trash. I would drop that into the Tuesday list. I also put out the expense report on Tuesday. And then over the weekend, I was going to call my friend. And then the completed, let's say Monday, it's Monday morning. I got the financials out to John. So I drug that over into the completed list. Now, the way this worked would be at the beginning of the week, I would go through my calendar, I would go through my email, I would go through my planning list, And I would take all the projects, all the tasks I wanted to do that week, and drop them into the week. And as you saw, I would then drag cards from that week list into each day of the week I wanted to do them. Now, I wouldn't necessarily move all the cards out of the week list, because there might be some tasks like expense report, or I may not know what day of the week I'm going to be in the office. I have a lot of clients I have to go to. I may not get, I don't know if I'm going to be in the office on Tuesday or if I'm going to be on Wednesday. So that may stay in the week list because I don't know what day to put that in specifically. Then Monday would occur. I'd have my list of all the things I wanted to do Monday. If I didn't get all of them done, I could either drag them back into the week list or I could move them to Tuesday. Tuesday, I'd had my list. When that got done, if there were still items to be done, I could drag them to further in the week. You know, Wednesday, Thursday, weekend, whatever. Or they could go back to the week list. And I would keep going all the way through the week. And as things got done, they got moved over to the completed task list. We get to the end of the week. I would have a long list of things I got done over the week, which was nice to go, hey, look at all I got done this week. That could also be, look what I didn't get done this week if I had a bad week. But it gave me something to review at the end of the week. Any unfinished tasks that were in the weekend or the week list, I could take them, roll them back into the week list. That way they could be done next week. And I would start the process all over again. I'd go back into my planning, anything in there. I would go to the inbox, anything in there. I would go through my email. I'd go through my calendar. And I would organize everything back into that week list. And then I would drag cards into the day of the week for the next week. I used this process for a couple years. It was a pretty effective way to manage all my tasks and all my projects. I had weekly focus or weekly scope that board got used every day. I had a planning board for things that needed to be done, you know, in the next month, couple weeks, next month, whatever, sometime in the future that needed to get done. And then I had my someday maybe board. So all of everything was organized. My week was organized. I had all my tasks for the week. I had each day organized. And this was a really effective system for me. But one of the problems I began to run into is, okay, this task, I didn't want to do it this week, but I wanted to do it next week. Or I wanted to do this 2 weeks from now. And I was worried that things that were 2 weeks out would get lost in the planning phase because I didn't really have a good way to capture multiple weeks. This caused me to introduce a fourth board. Now, my planning board that had all my projects by and tasks by role, I renamed that the backlog. And that's thanks to Agile. I kind of got into the whole Agile concept for a while as a task management system for myself. So my planning board became the backlog board. I created a new planning board, and this one had weeks. I would keep 4 to 6 week lists on here. So I would have like week 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I'd have these different weeks listed by their number within the year. The agenda would stay the same, but instead of having week list, I would have week 12. And these would be all my tasks I wanted to get done in week 12. That way, as I started looking at my planning, I could go, okay, I don't want to do that this week, but I want to do this 2 weeks from now. So I could drop a task into, say, week 14. At the end of the week, my week 12 list on the agenda board, I would just drag that to my planning board, put it after week 18, and rename it week 19. Week 13, I would pull off my planning board and bring it back to my agenda. But otherwise, the process was relatively the same. I used this for another couple years after that, to about 23. But the cracks in the system began to really annoy me, and I started looking for alternatives to how I was managing my lists. As you could probably tell, this was very involved. There were a lot of pieces for organizing. And the problem, the limitations of the software began to weigh on me. You know, Trello is a great system for managing tasks. And I find it to be a really nice, I believe, project management system. but the card system is heavy, which is useful, again, if I have a team and we're working together on a project. This card system is fantastic. But for individual use, it became a little bit heavy for me. I also found that there was a repetitive nature to a lot of the weekly tasks. I'm doing triathlon. I'm going to be running 3 times a week. I'm going to be biking 3 or 4 times a week. I'm going to be swimming 3 times a week. Well, now I got to add these 10 or 11 workouts into my week list every week. You know, take out the trash. There were other tasks that were every week, and I had this list of about 15, 20 things that every week had to be put back onto the week list. And I could use templates to help some of it. The copy card helped. But even so, that became tedious. And there was really no integration, like with my calendar app. So there were a lot of things that were a problem for me. I began searching for alternative ways to manage stuff. That's when I came across bullet journaling. Bullet journaling, if you don't know, is a paper-based system for managing tasks. This initially appealed to me because I do enjoy writing. It's not like I just like to write all the time by hand. But there is a bit of relaxation that I found with writing. I had been journaling for years where I would make a journal entry maybe once, twice a week. And I found it relaxing to sit down and just kind of go through myself and just physically write out rather than type on a keyboard. It was just something different about it. And originally I used notebooks, but eventually I ended up moving to a tablet because with notebooks, when I got done, I wanted to have access to them potentially. So I began to digitize them. Well, why not just move to tablets at that point? And I moved to tablets for my journaling mechanism. But the bullet journaling system is a simple system for managing tasks. The basic elements are a notebook. Any notebook would work. They used kind of dotted pages, which was popular for the bullet journaling system. The guy who created it used a dotted page system. Interestingly enough, my journaling system, it allowed for... It had templates for dotted pages, so I used dotted pages. It made it, I don't know if it really did anything for you, but it allowed you to line things a little bit easier, which was kind of nice. But the whole goal of this was kind of a rapid logging system. We were going to capture information using short bulleted sentences. And they had specific symbols, dots, circles, dashes to categorize our entries. The core components of bullet journaling was that you had an index page where you would keep track of what pages things were on. You would have a future log, which would give you a spread of, generally I would have 6 months worth of tasks on it. And this was basically my planning board from Trello. What I did was I came over and I would write athlete. Okay, here's the things I needed to do. I didn't include all like the weekly tasks, but you know, if I had to do something with my bike, it needed maintenance, I needed to maintain the chain, that would go under my athlete session. I would have all my work projects I was doing. All of these things would go into my future log for the next 6 months. You would then create a monthly log, which was dedicated to a particular month, where you could have the days of the month, you could drag items into that day of the month, you could have a list of other things that didn't have specific days. And then you had your daily log, which you would go and say, okay, these are the things I'm going to work on this day, and I would note them. And then when they were done, you'd kind of cross them off. You could associate notes with particular tasks as the day went on, which was really nice because it not only gave you a task list, but also gave you a way to reflect on the day. You know, I added to their core components of someday maybe. I also added a weekly. I used a weekly instead of the monthly log, because I like to organize more by week than by month. And it was pretty easy to create. So I would have in my weekly log, I would have my task, I'd have laundry, I'd have underneath it wash, dry, fold, I'd have a run workouts, I'd have email financials to John, fill out expense report, call a friend. These would just be listed under the week. And then when I went to a day, I could then take the items from the week, put them into the day, go through and try to do everything. When I went from, say, Monday to Tuesday, anything I didn't get done, I would copy from Monday into Tuesday. At the end of the week, anything that didn't get done, I'd copy it into a new week. Each week would have an index entry in the journal. And it was just a simple way, text-based way, to do the same thing I was doing in Trello. It turns out it's much quicker to write out things like run workout multiple times a week than it is to try to create the card and drag the card in and all those fun things that are associated in Trello to create a new task. So it became much easier and much quicker for me to manage lists. And one of the advantages of the bullet journal is because you're copying things over from day to day or week to week, every so many months, things didn't get lost because if you didn't get something done, you had to recopy it again, which brought it to the top of your mind. So every time you didn't get something done, it would have to be rewritten, which would bring it to top of mind. And the, eventually you'd be like, ah, why am I still copying this thing from day to one? Let me just go ahead and get it done. Which was nice because a lot of times my initial thing is tasks would get starved. They were less likely to get starved in this system. I used the system for about 4 months. When I got a notification using Google Calendar one day that all of the recurring tasks and tasks that you, the daily tasks that you could specify within the calendar, and I use these to remind me when to do things, would now be moved to Google Tasks. And that's when I noticed on the right-hand side that there were these icons that looked like Google Keep, that looked like Google Tasks, that looked like the contacts icon, that looks like the map icon that you have on your cell phone. And I clicked over on the task and I was like, huh, this is simple Google Tasks. Where Google Tasks by itself is simple and not necessarily, it's just a very simple task or list management system. It's not as detailed as Trello, which is why I really didn't use it. I noticed how easy it would be to take what I was doing in my bullet journal and just migrating it to Google Tasks and Google Keep even. For those who haven't used Google Keep is a very simple note storage system where you have little like sticky notes that you can then store in the app and retrieve information easily. I figured that, hey, between Keep and Google Tasks, I could do all the same things that I'm doing in the bullet journal, but I could do it a lot quicker. And not only could I do it a lot quicker, I could integrate it with my calendar. And that realization allowed me to move to my final iteration of day-to-day task management. And that's using the Google products for managing all of these projects and tasks. What I did was I took Google Keep and used it for my Someday Maybe list. So I just had a note called Someday Maybe. Underneath it, I had each role. And under that, I would just have a task list, a text list of the different Someday Maybe items. Family. Underneath that, I had trip to Glacier. And I just had all of them listed in a Google Keep note. I also took my backlog, which were all of my actions I wanted to do by particular role. I created another Google Keep note for them. So my backlog now became, I had steward. Let's say I wanted to stain the back deck. Let's say I needed to paint a room. Those items would go into my backlog in a Google Keep note. Now my week-to-week tasks, I went ahead and put them into Google Tasks. So now I could specify each of my roles, like athlete, like home, family, work, coaching. I could have all of these lists of things I wanted to do this week. And then all I had to do is go through the list and associate a date with them. Now they would show up in my calendar. So at the top of each day, I would have a list of tasks that I wanted to do that day directly in my calendar. And then I could easily drag tasks from day to day that needed to be done within the calendar. Now my calendar became my day-to-day task management system. As I went into a day, I could see what tasks I wanted to get done that day. I could create calendar entries for each of those tasks. And then I just used my calendar to organize the tasks. I would move them around based on when I wanted to do them. If things weren't going to be finished that day, I could easily drag that item to the next day. And so the calendar became kind of my task list management system for the day. I found this really easy. This became quicker than the bullet journal. And I can access it from any device. I mean, that was the biggest problem with the bullet journal, is you always had to have the journal with you. And for me, that was my tablet. That became difficult at times, especially if you're on the road doing things. You didn't always have your device with you. But in this system, I always had my phone with me. I was usually at a computer. Anywhere I was, I would have access to my task management system. And now weekly management also became much shorter. Now I just had to go through my email. All I had to do is go through my backlog, my someday maybe, and just add those items to my Google task list, wherever they needed to go. You know, I still had an inbox for things that come in. And then I would then move them to the different places. And then at the beginning of the week, all I would do is go through my Google tasks in each role and go, okay, this is the days I'm going to work on these. What in here, you know, if I have a day, I can associate with them. But it gave me lists of things that I can work on during this week. The other thing it allowed me to do is just add recurring tasks to the calendar. So things I was doing every week, I could just add to the calendar. I didn't have to recreate them every week. Again, this all sped up my management system. My only problem I have now with the system is starving tasks. I might have a week list, but there would be items that I wanted to do this week that I would put off doing, and they could sit in the list for a very long time as well. I came up with a system to mark things that have been sitting for more than 1 week that would allow me to be more top of mind and go, hey, these things have been sitting here for a while. Let's not allow them to starve. And this is how I've been using my task management system for probably the last 6 months. All of my tasks are stored in either Google Keep Notes or Google Tasks or my calendar, which are all accessed from the exact same space on a desktop. The reason I went through this whole process of how I managed information was to give you some ideas in helping you develop your own system. Especially if you don't have one. Maybe give you some ideas to improve the one you have. But most importantly, I also wanted to show you that your task management system didn't have to be created in one day. You could come up with a system. You can try it in the real world, find the shortcomings of the system, and look to make improvements over time. So that's my takeaways. Hey, come up with something, get started, use it, look to improve it. Well, if you've enjoyed this episode, tell a friend about us. If you haven't already, subscribe to get future content. And as always, have a great day if you want to.